This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur today, she said doctors play a very important role in the development of the country as they not only treat a disease but also lay the foundation of a healthy society. The president added that doctors have to face many challenges, but it is important to understand the importance of empathy. She also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building.
एम संस्थान भारत की चिकित्सा क्षमता के प्रतीक है। यहाँ हर मरीज को उम्मीद की नई किरण दिखाई देती है। एम्स ने भारत में चिकित्सा शिक्षा अनुसंधान और उपचार के क्षेत्रों में उच्चतम मानक स्थापित किए हैं। चाहे सर्जरी की नई टेक्निकी हो, अर्ली डायग्नोस्टिक्स के उपकरण हो या फिर आयुष और एलोपैथी के समन्वय से बीमारियों का इलाज, एम्स ने नवाचार को अपने कार्यशैली का हिस्सा बनाया है।
In Telangana, 12 workers were killed and over 26 other injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district. The incident occurred at Sigachi industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. The rescue operation by the teams of NDRF, SDRF and others is underway. State Labour Minister Vivek Venkateswamy, who visited the site, said the reasons for the blast are yet to be known. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of next month on the first leg of his five-nation tour. This will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana.
India's relations with Ghana are historical. In the 7 decades of a relationship, it has evolved to multifaceted. Both the countries will work towards boosting the economic cooperation. So the economic agenda will dominate the talk. During the visit, there will be few focus items. Will be agriculture, where the Ghanaian leader, president, is keen to engage with India. He is also keen on the vaccine development, creating a vaccine hub in Ghana, but not just Ghana, but also the West Africa context. Defense cooperation will become an important item on the agenda.
Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any documents in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other documents relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. Gross GST collections have doubled in 5 years to reach an all-time high of 22.8 lakh crores in the financial year 2024-25. According to the GST data, a year-on-year growth of 9.4% has been witnessed in the tax collection during last 5 years. In 2020-2021, the total collection was 11.37 lakh crore rupees. As per the data, the average monthly GST collection in last fiscal stood at 1.84 lakh crore rupees. The number of active taxpayers has been seen a sharp rise as there are over 1 crore and 51 lakh active GST registrations as on 30th April this year. Normal life has been severely disrupted in Himachal Pradesh due to heavy monsoon rains. On one hand, rivers and streams are in spate, while on the others, incidents of landslides and house collapses are on the rise. The spell of heavy rainfall continues across the Himachal Pradesh, causing water levels in all major rivers and streams to rise. Wimbledon 2025, the third Grand Slam of tennis calendar today, began at All India Club in London. And that is the end of the news bulletin.